Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 9, Number 4, October 2023. Article Number 23, Case Study. Dechlorination of selected polychlorinated biphenyl congeners using metal-impregnated pulverized shrimp shell catalyst from waste. Authors: DB Aviantara, Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, Geostek Puspaptek Serpong, Banten Province, Indonesia. Department of Agro-Industrial Technology, Faculty of Agricultural Engineering and Technology, IPB University, Bogor, West Java, Indonesia. F. Susiati, Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, Geostek Puspaptek Serpong, Banten Province, Indonesia. G. Hadiko, Ministry of Industry, Metal and Machinery Industrial Center, Bandung, West Java Province, Indonesia. N.S. Indrasti, M. Yani, Department of Agro-Industrial Technology, Faculty of Agricultural Engineering and Technology, IPB University, Bogor, West Java, Indonesia. Corresponding author, M. Yani. Abstract, background and objectives. Polychlorinated biphenyls are pervasive contaminants that are receiving attention worldwide. Due to their well-known propensity to have harmful impacts on both humans and the environment, polychlorinated biphenyls have been internationally banned for use. In this study, dechlorination of 5 polychlorinated biphenyl congeners, 2,2,5,5, tetrachlorobiphenyl, 2,2,4,5,5, pentachlorobiphenyl, 2,2,3,4,4,5, hexachlorobiphenyl, 2,2,3,4,4,5, hexachlorobiphenyl, 2,2,4,4,5,5, hexachlorobiphenyl, and 2,2,3,4,4,5,5, heptachlorobiphenyl, are evaluated. The chlorines from polychlorinated biphenyl congeners were removed using a heterogeneous catalyst synthesized via microwave-assisted impregnation of zinc metal onto pulverized shrimp shell waste. Methods: the 5 polychlorinated biphenyl congeners were dechlorinated through treatment's combination of time, heat, and catalyst proportion. The dechlorination trials followed the box Behnken experimental design and then analyzed using response surface methodology. Levels of the remaining polychlorinated biphenyl congeners were monitored by using a gas chromatograph equipped with an electron capture detector. Findings: the results of the trials demonstrated that among the 5 polychlorinated biphenyl congeners, only 2,2,3,4,4,5,5 heptachlorobiphenyl did not respond to the provided treatments. 3 congeners, namely 2,2,5,5 tetrachlorobiphenyl, 2,2,4,5,5 pentachlorobiphenyl, and 2,2,4,4,5,5 hexachlorobiphenyl showed positive response, and 1 congener 2,2,3,4,4,5 hexachlorobiphenyl showed negative response to the provided treatments. These findings suggested that chlorine attached to the para position of the biphenyl's ring was easier to remove. The efficiency calculation of total polychlorinated biphenyl concentrations after treatments was approximately 25%. Such a low degree of effectiveness may be caused by the catalyst becoming inactive, either chemically through the deposition of chlorines that have been removed from the biphenyl ring or mechanically by the leaching of zinc from the surface of the pulverized shrimp shell due to insufficient mechanical strength. Optimization via response surface methodology produced optimal results for dechlorination at 150 degrees Celsius for 2.4 hours with 5% additional catalyst. Conclusion: the total amount of polychlorinated biphenyls that remained after dechlorination was not significantly impacted by the treatment combination of temperature, duration, and weight of the catalyst. However, the treatments had significant effects on the chlorine removal at the para positions of the biphenyl ring. In this case, 2,2,5,5 tetrachlorobiphenyl, 2,2,4,5,5 pentachlorobiphenyl, and 2,2,4,4,5,5 hexachlorobiphenyl congeners have positive responses and 2,2,3,4,4,5 hexachlorobiphenyl congener has a negative response. 4 polychlorinated biphenyl congeners having more than 6 chlorines, no chlorine removal was observed. Keywords: catalyst congener dechlorination heterogeneous polychlorinated biphenyls. You can read full article at gjesm.net.